So let's begin once again the Gemara. The Mishnah said, from when can you recite Kriya Shema of Shachris? And the answer given in the Mishnah, when you can differentiate between Tcheles and Lovon, according to the first opinion. According to the second opinion, when you can differentiate between Tcheles and Karati, which obviously are two more similar colors, in which case you'll need more light to be able to differentiate between the two, which means it's a later time. So the question was, and that's what we left off with yesterday, what exactly does that mean to be able to discern between Tcheles and Lovon? Tcheles what? Lovon what? So let's have a look again at the Gemara on the second wide line. Ma bein Tcheles lelovon. What does that mean that I have to be able to differentiate between Tcheles and Lovon? If it means to be able to discern between a bundle of white wool, as opposed to a bundle of tcheles colored wool, so it's two separate bundles. Is that what it means to be able to discern between the two colors? Says the Gemara, it can't be. Even at nighttime, Nami made the yodi. He also knows. Even when it's dark, I mean, I assume it obviously doesn't mean literally pitch dark, but even when it's fairly dark and it's not light, but if I show you two bundles of wool, one is absolute snow white and one is a darker color, you'll be able to discern it. So what's being referred to? Elo bein tcheles shebo. Lelovon Shebo. Not two separate items, one Tcheles and one Lovon. Rather, it's one item and it's the Tcheles within it and the Lovon within it. So if you remember, the last thing we saw yesterday was that Rashi learns it's one bundle, which is predominantly Tcheles, but it happens to be that there's some threads within that bundle, for whatever reason, never absorb the color as well. So now, to differentiate between the Tcheles and the Lovon within one bundle obviously needs more light than to differentiate between two separate bundles. Tosfos learned a little bit differently, and that's how we ended up yesterday. Tosfos says Tcheles and Lovon is a reference to tzitzis. So if you have thin strings of tzitzis, some of which are Tcheles and some of which are Lovon, it's also not so simple to differentiate between the two. And that is what's being referred to in the Mishnah. So everybody agrees, that's what the Gemara is saying quite clearly, that we're not talking about two separate bundles, one Tcheles and one Lovon. That's not very difficult to differentiate. We're talking about one item, and it's the Tcheles as opposed to the Lovon within that item. Now, which particular item we're talking about? So according to Rashi, it's all one bundle. According to Tosfos, it's tzitzis. So now let's look back into the Gemara.
I feel like just a question on Rashi. I don't understand how that's even applicable. I mean, the tzitzis just makes sense. You're out there, you have your tzitzis on, and you differentiate if I can daven or not. Like, not everyone's walking around with a bundle of wool.
Right. It doesn't mean practically is what you're doing. It means it has to be that amount of light that in theory you would be able if somebody presented you with this bundle of wool. So it's just it's a way of measuring how much light. But yeah, we're not saying everybody's walking around with a bundle of wool. Tanya. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Misha Yakir ben Ze'ev Lekelev. Rabbi Meir now gives us a completely different set of rules. It's not the differentiation between Tcheles and Lovon. Are you able to differentiate between a wolf and a dog? And again, Rabbi Nachum, it doesn't mean that you're wandering around with your pet wolf.
Even in yeah, but that's why it doesn't make sense to me, because it needs to be a real-time thing throughout the year. Yeah, but you would never know if I can... Can I differentiate now between a wolf and a dog? I don't know. I don't have two in front of me, but I always have tzitzis on. So
every simon is like that. Every simon, whenever we give simon and measuring a particular item, it's only if you have that item to hand.
So then how can these be barometers then?
If I say take a liter of water, well, what am I going to do? I don't have anything that measures a liter. Fine, okay, but that's the amount. That's the siman. It's a quantitative amount. If you can differentiate between, if you would go to your local zoo and you could see the difference in a wolf and a dog, yeah, that is the amount of light. So now let's qualify that, and we'll write in the luach that happens to be at 5:29 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Akiva Oimer ben Chamoir la'aroid. A chamoir is a donkey. What's an aroid?
Wild.
That was the snake that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa encountered.
Right. So have a look at Rashi. Rashi says aroid chamoir habar. It's a wild donkey. So presumably they're quite similar items. One's a regular chamoir, and one is a wild type of chamoir. You have to be able to discern the difference between the two. Va'acherim oimrim. Now who's acherim? On some occasions, acherim is a reference to Reb Meir. But here, obviously, it can't be Reb Meir because we just bought Reb Meir on the line before. So acherim clearly is a different opinion. Oimrim misha yiroe es chaveiroi richuk dalad amas v'yakirenu. If you see your friend at a distance of 4 amas and you're able to recognize him, that's the amount of light. Now, what does that mean, 4 amas? So presumably it means, because if he's standing right next to you, then even in a minimal light, you'll be able to figure him out. If he's standing very far away, then you will not be able to. But at dalad amos, which is not that far, not that close, if you're able to tell him, you're able to make out his figure, then that's considered enough light. So let's have a look immediately at Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Omud. Acherim oimrim ad sheyire chaveiroi, etc., etc. Yerushalmi, if you look in the Gemara Yerushalmi qualifies this furthermore. Bame anan kaimin. What are we discussing? What does that mean? That you're able to discern the figure of your friend who's 4 amas away. What's being discussed? E barogil. If we're talking about a friend, rogil, similar to the word regular, if it's a friend who you are rogil, you are in regular contact with, a very close associate, then afilu barichuk tfei, then even more than dalad amas, chakim bey, you'll be able to be wise enough to discern him, right? Imagine if it's your best friend or your chavrusa who you spend with a number of hours every day. So you don't have to be very hard pushed to be able to make out his face. Even if he was 6 amas away, I'll also be able to tell him. So why do you have to, why dafka 4? V'ibe she'enoi rogel. And if you're talking about it, it's true, it's in a friend, it's an associate of mine, but I don't have much contact with him. Well, if you only see this friend once a year, afilu b'karayiv legabe, that even if he's very close to him, it's not going to help. Lo yichakim be, I'll not be able to discern the difference. Says Tosfos, quoting Yerushalmi, so tiposer b'rogil ve'enoi rogil. It's somewhere in between. It's rogil ve'enoi rogil. What does rogil ve'enoi rogil mean? He's close, not that close. So if it's your best friend, even if he's standing at a distance, you'll be able to make him out. If it's not your best friend, and in fact, it's somebody who you don't have much contact with, even though he is a friend of yours, then 4 amas won't be much, won't be close enough. But if it's somewhere in the middle, he's rogil veina rogil, it's a good friend of yours, not your best friend, but it's not somebody that you just see once a year. So then, kehadein achsania. For example, you have a guest, Daossi Lekitsin, who comes every so often. So it's not somebody who's regularly by you. You can't say he comes every week. But also it doesn't say that he comes once a year. He comes periodically, he comes once a month, he comes once every 2 months. So it's somewhere in between. So again, Reb Nachum, you'd ask the same question. I'm saying, I don't have that person to hand when I wake up at 5 in the morning to start working out whether I can tell his features or not. It's just a simon of how much light you need. says Tosfos, as we just pointed out before, but Tzarich Loima, we're going to have to say the high Acherim, this Acherim, quote unquote, that the Gemara mentions, Lav Reb Meir Ninhu. It's not Reb Meir. Normally, Acherim is Reb Meir, but here it can't possibly be Reb Meir. Why not? The Reb Meir, Airi Lael Minayu, because Reb Meir was talking just one line before. So if I bring a machloikas between Reb Meir and Acherim, well, clearly Acherim is not Reb Meir. So it turns out that we have several different ways, and therefore different opinions, in fact, of how is it that you must, how much light must you have in order to be able to spell Kriyas Shema v'Shachris? Do you have to discern the difference between Tcheles and Lavan? One opinion. Tcheles and Karati? Second opinion. Between a wolf and a dog? Third opinion. Between a donkey and a wild donkey? Fourth opinion. Or you have to be able to discern the face of your friend or somebody who's rather friendly with you? That's the fifth opinion.
Is the machlokas of a different time or just the simon that we're using to figure out the time?
It's going to end up a different time based on the different simon. Do you need more or less light? So what's the halacha l'maisa? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, halacha ka'achirim. That very final opinion, the fifth and final opinion, you need to be able to recognize if your friend stands four amas away, are you able to recognize him? Because if you are, then that's considered light enough in order to be able to say Kriyas Shema. Now, says the Gemara, maybe there's a room for a compromise. Omar Abaya. Abaya says, one second, Litfilin Kacherim, Lekriyashma Kivosikin. Now, one second, what's going on over here? Who's talking about Tfilin over here? We've just had a whole discussion. When is the beginning of the Zman of Kriyas Shema? Who on earth is discussing Tfilin? The answer is, we've mentioned this in the past, Tfilin and Kriyas Shema are very much interrelated because you're not supposed to say Kriyas Shema without your Tfilin at any cost. The only case in which you say Kriyas Shema without your Tfilin is if for some reason I don't have Tfilin to hand. And I know I'm not going to be able to get hold of Tfilin. So I'm stuck on a desert island. There's no way I can get hold of Tfilin. So what can you do? You've got to say Kriyas Shema without. But otherwise, you must say Kriyas Shema with your Tfilin on. So if for some reason my Tfilin are not at the moment available, but they will be in an hour, you should only daven in an hour. What is the connection between Kriyas Shema and Tfilin? We saw this on another Gemara, because the Gemara says, because in the parasha of Kriyas Shema, it talks about tefillin, it says, so to say Kriyas Shema and not wear tefillin is like giving false testimony, the Gemara says. You're telling me that you have to wear tefillin and you yourself are not wearing tefillin. So it's absolutely critical that you have your tefillin on when you say Kriyas Shema, which, by the way, means you've got to put your tefillin on prior to saying Kriyas Shema. So here comes the big question. Here we are discussing the different times that you can measure when you can start saying Kriyas Shema. What about when you can start putting on tefillin? So that's what Abaye is saying. Abaye is saying that which Acherim said, that the Zman is what we call Mishe Yakir, when you can recognize your friend. And the previous opinion, namely Rav Huna, said that is the halacha. Says Abaya, that's the halacha with regard to tefillin. But that doesn't mean that's when you should say Kriyas Shema. When should you say Kriyas Shema? At a slightly later time called Vasikin. As we all know, Vasikin is Netzach Hamo. Netzach Hamo is pretty light. Look at Rashi. l'tfilin, lahaniach tfilin, with regard to putting tfilin on, she mitzvahs hanochasam, because the mitzvah of placing tfilin is koidem kriya shema. As it says in Parak Sheni and Daf Yudal Adon Beis, you first got to put your tefillin, and you then say Kriya Shema. So, at which point can you put on your tefillin? According to Abaya, this last shiur, i.e., Acherim Shia, when you can recognize your friend. So, when must you say Kriya Shema? That's at a different time. That's called Kvosikin, and the Gemara now explains what that means. Vosikin. By the way, what does the word vosikin actually mean? So look at Rashi.
Yes.
Says Rashi, vosikin is anoshim anovim. Very interesting definition. Modest people. She umechavavin mitzvah. And they have much love for mitzvahs. I'm not sure exactly what the connection between those two things are. He's a very modest person and he loves mitzvahs. So either way, it's another way of saying that somebody who's very makbid on halacha, he's very, very careful. So if he's very careful and he wants to do the absolute best, then you should know the absolute best is to say Kriya Shema with Vasikin, what we call Netzach Hamo, as the Gemara now explains. Because Rabbi Yechanan said that Vosikin hoyu goimrin oisa, they used to say Kriya Shema im honetzachamo. That's what we call the zman of the Vosikin. So when you say Kriya Shema, not at the times of Misha Yakir, but rather at Vosikin. So Abai is telling you that Misha Yakir we use for tefillin. But Kriya Shema should not be recited earlier than Netzachamo. Tanya Nami Hochi. So too we've learned in a Braisa. Vosikin hoyu goyimrin oiso ima Netzachamo. Vosikin used to complete or recite Kriya Shema with Netz HaChamo. Why? Kedei sheyismoich gu'ulo litfilo. So that they will be able then to follow that up by the brachas of the gu'ula and to juxtaposition gu'ula and tfilo. V'nimtza mispalel b'yoyim. And then it turns out that he's davened that day. If you remember, we discussed in earlier sugyas, everybody agrees that once you get to Netz HaChamo, it's definitely Yoyim. So the ideal time to daven is when? Absolutely on the stroke of Netz HaChamo. In order to do that, let's work backwards. If I want to daven at Netz HaChamo, but what comes just before davening? Goal Yisrael. And what comes just before Goal Yisrael? Kriya Shema. Because in fact, Goal Yisrael is what we call the Birkas Kriya Shema. So 1 and 1 is 2. If I want to daven at Netz HaChamo, because that's definitely Yoyim, and I want to be Soymeich Gu'ulo Litfilo, well, then I arrive at the inescapable conclusion that Kriya Shema has to recite it just before Netz. So then I will say Kriya Shema with the brachas both preceding and post, following on from Kriya Shema, that's the bracha of Geula, and then Seimach Geula Latfila, I arrive at Netz HaChamo, and there it is, I'm able to daven at Netz.
Mishyakar is what we call Olas
HaShachis. No, it's actually a different time. It's a different time. Let me just have a look at my trusted Zmanim over here. Let's see what it says for today. It says over here, Alois HaShacha today in Bet Shemesh was at 4:01 in the morning. That's not 72 minutes. Sorry?
That's not 72 minutes. Actually.
72 yeah. minutes zmanies. It's zmanies. We calculate the day according to the amount of hours. Netzachamo is at 5:49. It's almost 2 hours later. It says you put your talus on at 4:53, which I'm not sure if that means the same as tefillin. Either way, Misha Yakir is somewhere between Alois and Nates.
So what can we do at Alois Hashem?
Me'ikra did nothing. If you remember, we saw...
Here in the Holy.
Right, that we saw the last time in the Shulchan Aruch. If you're in a very big rush, and you know you're not going to be able to do afterwards, then b'dievet, or if you did miscalculate, you don't do after Alois, then it's okay. But as far as we're concerned, the beginning of the day is Nates. The beginning of the day is Nates. Now let's ask a very, 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 very important question, Rabbi Yisai. If the beginning of the day is Nates, and we do not want anybody to daven Shemoneh Esrei before the Nates, then how can we allow Kriya Shema before Nates? And the answer is, as we pointed out many times, because Tefillah has to be Bayoim. But Kriya Shema is Bekumecha. Even though we keep on talking about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arabis, but essentially that's a misnomer. There's no such thing as Kriya Shema at night or Kriya Shema at day. There's no such thing. Rather, we're just trying to calculate when do people wake up, when do people go to sleep. It's all dependent on that. So even though Tefillah is absolutely dependent on Yoim, because you have to daven at night, and at night for Maariv and at day for Shachris. So that's why for Shachris, I cannot daven before Netzachamo. But Kriya Shema, I can. There are many people who daven Netz every single day. I'm not sure if, have you ever been to the Kosel Ma'arovi at Netz in the morning? You haven't been there for a Nates?
No.
Nope. I've been there a couple of occasions, for example, generally, but once in particular is very memorable, Shavuos. So if you can imagine, Shavuos, the coastal is absolutely packed. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Literally tens, if not hundreds of minyonim going on simultaneously. It's a bit of a cacophony of noise. And yet, when it comes to Netz HaChamo, then it's absolute silence as everybody comes to daven Shmoneh Esrei. And that's called davening with Vasikin. And that's called davening with Vasikin. So I say my Kriya Shema slightly before. I then follow it up with the Broch of Goal Yisrael. I can now be Seimech Geula Tefillah, and I'll daven on the stroke of Netz. Moshe Zelig, I once daven Nates at the coastal with, I don't remember his name, but I know he's a good friend of yours. He davens Nates, I think, at the coastal every day.
Oh, David Chernin, yeah.
Right. I think he lives there in the old city.
And he used to, they've moved. But
I see. Okay, so I davened with him, and apparently they told me he davens there every single day for Nates.
That's Lieutenant Birnbaum. You may have heard of him.
Sure.
Yeah, he davened at the Kosel.
Does he still do so?
No, he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry to hear. Yeah, he used to have a famous minion. He used to have a car pick up people. I think he used to live on Rehov Sirotzkin in Yerushalayim. He used to have a minion every single day. You think he told me Rav Kornfeld davens Nates every Shabbos, no?
He davens Shachris with the Nates minion, and then he joins us for Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf.
Right, okay.
In other words, in between the end of Shachris at the Nates minion and our Kriyas HaTorah, he sits in his office and learns.
Right. I think his father-in-law, Aaron Feldman, does Nates every day, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. You should know, by the way, that many Gedolei Yisrael did not do Nates. Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv, who's Yotzeit, I believe, is one of these days now. In fact, Rav Moshe Zelig, I went together with you to the Levaya. Rav Eliashiv did not davenate. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Kiyodua did. So did his wife. My parents-in-law, who now live here, just spent this past Shabbos in the Old City, right by the Kosel, and they spent it in the home of Rav Avigdor Nebenzahl.
Ah.
Rav Avigdor Nebenzahl was very old, was 90. So he davened nates in his house. There's a minion in his house. So my father-in-law and my mother-in-law both davened at 5 o'clock in the morning. This past Shabbos. So it's true, many Gedolei Yisrael did, but you should know many Gedolei Yisrael did not. Rav Eliashiv did not daven nates kiyodua. Rav Steinman did. I was in his house once, stopped their lift, made a bris in Rav Steinman's house, and it was nates. Okay, says the Gemara, Omer Reb Zeira, Mikra. What is the pasuk that seems to indicate that there's a mitzvah to daven with the nates? Because it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, Yiro'ucha im Shemesh, v'lifnei yoreach doir doirim heid. Now look at Rashi. Says Rashi, mispalel bayoim dehonetz hachamo, because once you get to nates, ledivre hakoil yoim hu. According to all opinions, that's definitely considered day. Micro, what is the pasuk that tells me that it's a mitzvah lispalel im hanetz hachamo? The answer is the following pasuk: dechsev yiraucha im shemesh mosai misyarin mimcho. When do people have awe of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Kishamayarachamakablim aleihem. When do we accept upon ourselves Yira Shamayim? Dahainu Malchus Shamayim. When is Ash Makablim aleihem Makriya Shema? The answer is Im Shemesh. Kloima Kishahashemesh Yoytzei. Im Shemesh means as the sun arrives, i.e., when the sun begins to shine. Hainu Imanetzachamo. So what's this mention of the moon? That's talking about mincha. Because even though we daven mincha at day, but after some mincha, mitzvosa im dimdumei chamo. The mitzvah of mincha, there is a discussion, when is the best time to daven mincha? Is it mincha gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day at 12:30? Or is it later on in the day? And Rashi's telling us that we learn from the pasuk, that in fact, it's best to daven towards the end of the day, close to the time of the moon, which is called dimdumei chamo, as the sun is beginning to set. Fine, okay, we'll hold it over here, and Mitz Hashem, we'll see if this will continue next time. Eiz Hashem Yisbarach.
Okay, Yashar Koach.
Be well, it's Mitz Hashem Pasha Shir tonight, if anybody's interested. Be well, everybody.
We're always interested. It's just a question of whether we can make it or not.
Okay, thank you.
Kol tov.
Thank you.